pleasure to join you on a happy occasion as it is this morning.
It certainly is a happy occasion, isn't it? I mean, start off with Alex Jones first. I mean, the people's quest has been answered now, hasn't it? Getting a striker at Bradford City, and it looks like a very talented one as well, on a permanent deal as well. He just seems to have everything.
Oh, well, a striker was on everybody's wish list with Santa this Christmas, I think. We had to wait till the January window, but we've only waited, what, 5 days? And the club have sorted out what looks to be potentially a really good signing. Obviously, we've not seen much of him, other than little clips on YouTube, etc. But he looks to be a natural goal scorer, got a great pedigree in terms of coming up through Premier League academies, etc. Similar to Josh Cullen and Reece Burke. So I'm really, really hopeful he's going to be the man now to partner James Hansen up front.
Yeah, very much so. And there has been some talk about maybe bringing in a second striker as well. Do you think that's overly necessary now, Pete? You know, when you look at the attacking options that Bradford have.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jordy Hewler is coming for a bit of criticism from the fans. He's a young lad, he's Jordy. I quite like him. He's got great pace. He's got the ability sort of to lose defenders in the box. Sadly, lacks his finishing ability is what probably lacks him, lets him down a little bit. But he's obviously not our player. And listening to the chief operating officer at Bradford City the other night, he was making a point of saying that whilst he's on a season-long loan, he could be recalled back any time by Huddersfield during this January window. So you never know what land there. So I'd keep him personally, but if he goes, we're losing McNulty and Vukic. We are a little bit lightweight up front. Billy Clark's on an injury. He's been off for quite a while now. He's been badly missed. So we do need some strength in depth. I think we probably need a wide man, personally. Moraes has been out injured, and we're basically left with Mark Marshall as the only real out-and-out wide player. So, you know, I think we do need strength in that area. And I think the club are looking to bring another striker in, by the sound of it, or a wide man, possibly midfield, who knows. But I'm sure whoever comes in is going to complement this squad, and we're going to go for a promotion push. It seems the chairman is backing Stewart to the hilt, so let's go for it.
Yeah, it seems like very good news on that front as well. And, of course, in the transfer market as well, something that Bradford fans are absolutely delighted to see. Josh Cullen having his loan extended until the end of the season. He really has been exceptional, hasn't he, in the first part of this season. Fantastic to see him staying over there at Valley Parade.
Oh, Josh Cullen, I can't praise him highly enough. He's absolutely outstanding. I mean, the game at Northampton was sort of, for me, a second-half performance. I mean, he was excellent from start to finish, and as he was the game before. But it was, for me, a pivotal game. He was outstanding, got us going. Second half, it's just pushed us on now. The second half of that game has now been key for Stewart, I think. We'd only got, one win in six games with that win. But I think the chairman of seen was still up there. Obviously, we've got Cullen that signed up for the end of the season, which is great. And I had three wishes at Christmas on my Christmas Bradford City list. One was, extend Josh Cullen's loan, please. Let us have him if you can, but that's not going to happen. Get a young, ambitious striker in. We've obviously done that. And the third one, I think, the club need to sort out is get James Meredith on a contract. Too many rumours floating around with James Meredith. He's key to where we go forward, so get him signed up to whatever 2.5-year deal, and I'll be happy as Larry.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I mean, talking about the winger situation there as well, I imagine as soon as they get one in, Stuart McCullough quite like the transfer window to shut, because looking at that back four and looking at the Bradford City squad, it would look very strong then. And Pete, I have to ask as well, you look at the table, is it still realistic to try and go for automatic promotion now, or do you think that playoffs is going to be the best place to go?
Oh, no. Well, up to a couple of weeks ago, we're probably all thinking, oh, well, playoffs, some people, doom and gloom fans as they are, we're going to drop out of the playoffs altogether. But no, I'm confident that this squad has played some excellent football, as you know. We've not had the goals, and the goals win games, and that's where we've let down. Too many draws this season, only three defeats. That's a fantastic record at any level, no matter how many draws we've had. Defensively, we're sound. We've let less goals in this year compared to last year under Parkinson, and we were sort of more defensive under Parkinson. So we're attacking, we've got some young player coming in now, obviously a striker. And this year, did you know, starting at the end of this month, the Chinese New Year for 2017 is unbelievably the year of the rooster. We all know that a rooster is another name for a bantam. So it's got to be our year 2017. We won't have a better chance either. You look at some of the teams in this division. Okay, you've got your Sheffield Uniteds and your Boltons at the top. The rest of them, I mean, Charlton, look, they should have been up there, but they've obviously left it a little bit late, pushing up the table. So we're in a fantastic position, really. The competition, whilst, like I say, Bolton and Sheffield United are up there, I can see certainly Bolton fading away. So I'm hoping that we can have a good run now. If a striker bags a few goals, it doesn't half lift the confidence for everybody. And it's onwards and upwards. And never mind Wembley, let's just get promoted in them top two.
Yeah, that is very true. And 2017, year of the Bantam, it really does have a ring to it, Pete. I'm absolutely loving it. as always, Pete, it's an absolute pleasure having you here on the Daytime. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
No problem. Happy New Year to everybody.